During this time,
Muslim university scholars and Islamic awakening. Over 600 university professors from almost 70 countries have gathered in Tehran to exchange views and discuss the achievements of the Islamic awakening movement in the Middle East and North Africa.
The event is part of a series of similar conferences hosted by Iran in the past 1 year, including conferences on the role of women and youth in the Islamic awakening movement.
Secretary General of the World Assembly of Islamic Awakening, Ali Akbar Velayati, in an opening speech, said the wave of Islamic awakening has helped create a new regional order. He described the victory of the Palestinian resistance against Israel during its recent war on the Gaza Strip as one of the achievements of the movement.
The Palestinian resistance has proved the vulnerabilities of the Zionist regime, and the ceasefire agreement indicated its weakness and retreat. Despite facing certain challenges and problems, the Islamic awakening has achieved great success and in some cases has entered the stage of state building.
Meanwhile, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also addressed the gathering, hailing the outstanding role of university scholars in Islamic awakening movement.
The problems that you see, including oppression, arrogance, wars, acts of occupation, massacres, the issue of Palestine, slavery, imperialism, systematic plundering of nations' wealth, and killings have all occurred because some people have forgotten their human truth. Islam belongs to all human beings. Therefore, Islamic awakening also belongs to all human beings in the world.
Elsewhere, Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi, who was also attending the conference, said the crisis in Syria can only be resolved through a political approach. Salehi called for regional and international support for the people of Syria. Many experts believe that the Islamic Revolution of Iran is the main source of inspiration for the Islamic awakening movement.
Youth are the people in this Islamic nation. They were able to compare between their country and the Iran. They can see Iran is practicing Islamic law, and they are able to develop and see their country. They are following the Westerner. They are following the dictators. They can see how they are retrogressing. So the people can compare between the two. This is progress. That's why the fact that there is sanction on Iran, Iran is progressing every day. They are able to compare. Because of this, they have to come out.
Muslims are in the front of this struggle for justice in the world. Of course, they are not alone. These are human values existing in all the human beings. So we hope that this wave will grow, and we witness, inshallah, the justice appearing in all the world.
At the end of the two-day conference, a final communique is expected to be issued by the participating scholars on Tuesday afternoon. Salman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.